Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Titus chapter 1, we were talking about our need to get to know the Lord intimately. Let's continue with that today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
It will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on this firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
The Apostle Paul, if you read 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 through the rest of the chapter, you know, five times received 39 stripes with that Roman whip. Five times he was beaten with rods. Many times in prisons. Oft, okay. A night and a day in the deep, among perils of robbers, the perils of false brethren. So many things that he came under. And here he says, that I may know him. This guy who's been beaten, who has suffered all these things, says that I may know him. Wow. But Paul, didn't you suffer all those things because you know the Lord? Oh, he knows him as Savior. And he's grown in the grace and knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But through the closeness, he grows to know him more and more, to know his person, to know how you stand, to know how to do right, to know what would displease him, to know the true from the false, the truth from deception. Oh, that I may know him. And so with that, see, that's why it's so easy to be taken in by seducing spirits, because it looks good to on the surface. Hey, this will grow a church. Don't you want to see souls saved? But they're turning to the arm of the flesh. And, you know, when you turn to the arm of flesh, boy, back in Jeremiah, he said, cursed be he that turns to the arm of flesh. Whoa, God hates it. And by the way, judgment's going to begin at the house of God. If you realize, don't believe that, then you're just calling God a liar on that too, because that's what he says in 1 Peter 4:17. Judgment begins at the house of God. He's called us to be holy. Same book of 1 Peter, the command is there, be ye holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. That's an Old Testament, people say, command. Yes, it's a New Testament command too. Can't call it legalistic. It's not called legalism, it's called righteousness. Legalism is those that work to keep their salvation. But if you're going to call something that is legalism, that is the way God said to lay it out, then using your kind of thinking, say, well, you're a legalist because you stick by the contemporary, anything that the religious marketers, the psychologists, the philosophers tell you, and those of science falsely so-called, instead of what the Word of God tells you. Now, people don't like those words, but hey, the reason for this broadcast is to help people come to know the Word and know the Lord so much better. I hope that you listen very closely at all times as we have this, and encourage others to listen as well. So here we are. We're looking at this thing. After having seen what he says here, and we looked at the Greek for abominable, we looked here at these that are disobedient, having the idea of, it's funny, it's the idea of not willing or not willingly obedient. Although, allowing self to be at all times persuaded by that which is unscriptural. where an obedient person is persuaded by the Word of God. The disobedient to God are disobedient to God. Usually they'll be disobedient to authority. You know, I found that so often to be the case. Hey, I don't care what the pastor says. I don't give any man that kind of authority in my life. Well, so you don't care. So you don't really care what God says, do you? You don't care. It doesn't bother you that God speaks against it. So, but hey, you're not going to give God authority in your life. He said, preacher, come on now. Get off of that. Well, would you believe it if I could just show you a couple of verses? In Hebrews chapter 13, I mean, it is the Bible. It's not my words. It's God's word. But he says, remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God. Now, who has the rule over you? Those that have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith, whose teaching of Bible doctrine, straight from the word, straight teaching from God's word, okay, orthodox as we say. So, again, he says, remember them which have the rule over you, and who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation, that is, the end of their journey in life. Then verse 17 says it again. Obey them that have the rule over you. Who has the rule over you? Well, those that have taught you the word of God. And submit. Okay, now he's used the word obey and submit. Submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls. Well, man, sometimes churches got a pastor who's a tyrant, and he comes in there and he upsets the apple cart and he tells people to leave. They weren't officially church the way they should have been. Others, you know, he's just changing the doctrine. He's changing this, changing that. Look, if a preacher goes bad doctrinally or in other ways, and you can do that before two or three witnesses, then he can be rebuked. He can be removed. You can even ask God to remove him. So, they watch for your souls, that they, as they must, not that they will have a choice, as they that must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. Now, some of you may be in churches that you have about 20 people in it, 25, 30 people. There's nothing wrong with that. Good church, preaching the word. Make sure it's preaching the word. It's a good church in that respect. But those things happen. And boy, I tell you what, they're not accomplishing much, but they're going out and they're trying, they're doing, and we say they're not accomplishing much. That is, they're not, oh, they got all these numbers. Because sometimes there are those that go on the field and they give it their all. But realize people have a free will to accept or reject the gospel as it is given to them. So you do have that ability to accept or reject the gospel, but you better think that through. So, these disobedient people, not persuaded by the word of God, and here's the preacher who tries to teach them. He preaches to them. He takes Hebrews chapter 13. You say, how's that unprofitable for me, for him to give an account? Well, here's the thing. That pastor, he may have 500 people in his church. He may have 20. But most times, he's not going to know everybody. I mean, he may know them by face. He may get to know all the names in a smaller church, but really, in a larger church, you don't even get to know all the names. I mean, you've met them. They've perhaps shared their name with you, but unless a preacher has a good memory, which a guy like me does not have, about names and things, you know, my memory's just not what I would like it to be. But we're talking about individuals and him giving an account. But see, the way the preacher's giving an account, he's got to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. He's got to preach the word and not worry about, they're not going to like it. You preach against that. They're not going to like it if you preach and tell them they got to do this. You're not going to like, they're not going to like this. Oh, they're going to leave the church. They're going to do that. And hey, a lot of times they do leave the church. Not because the preaching is wrong, it's because they are wrong. They're not of us. You know, as First John says, they went out from us because they were not of us. They didn't like fundamentalism. They didn't like true Bible teaching, strong Bible doctrine. So, they'll give an account. What he's going to be asked, did you preach this? If he has, and he says, yes, I did. Preach what you wanted me to preach. You weren't there? You didn't heed it? When you were there? Then he has to do that with the sadness because he's just heard at the judgment seat of Christ what was going on with you, and it wasn't good. Don't blame the preacher for your failures. Don't blame any other human for your failures. Don't blame your husband, your wife. Look, your relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ is personal. You fail because you're not in his word. You're not in prayer. You're not seeking to serve him. That's where failure comes. So, to the pastor must discern, not allowing these people, positions in the church, that want to bring the flesh in or do anything else. I found over and over and over again that when I get a new, say, principal in my high school or an administrator or I get a new youth director, there are those that come up and they want to tell them, you know what, we got to do something about the standards and the rules that we have around here. You know, they're just too legalistic. We got to change because, you know, we really want to, we love this church. We want to build it up and so much more can be accomplished if we will just do this and do that. Yeah, that's the old age. You know, those people are still living in the 60s. And I'm almost insulted by that because the Lord gave this 2,000 years ago. So I'm not living in the 60s. I'm living 2,000 years ago. It's worse than what they thought. Okay? It's the Word of God. So, again, they think, well, we've got to change it. Well, there are people who want, they should never be considered for position in church. I have interviewed people for positions that I could tell without even asking a doctrinal question that they weren't right for that position. And so I didn't offer it to them. But I did talk to them. But there were things just in the normal course of conversation told me I don't need to proceed any further. So again, allowing these people that are on this direction, that's wrong, position the church, you'll see that they're going to wreck things. Don't allow that until their life proves otherwise. Now, pastors should be a person swayed by the Word of God, never by the flesh.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says.